This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Two hot air balloons made unexpected landings near a highway and a park in Jefferson County this morning. The county sheriff's office says high winds were to blame. The first balloon came down on the shoulder of Highway 285 with three passengers on board. A second balloon touched down safely in a field at Bear Creek Lake Park. Nobody was injured in either landing. Pregnant undocumented immigrants and their children will be eligible for Medicaid starting in 2025 under a new law signed by Governor Polis yesterday. Yesenia Baez-Cocheas is a community organizer with Center for Health Progress. She was an undocumented immigrant and put off doctor's visits in fear of being caught.
I can speak from my own experience of I would not follow through with my care. And many of these people were in that position during COVID.
The expansion of Medicaid is expected to cost Colorado $9 million a year. And a correction, we previously reported that cost incorrectly. School's out for most Colorado students, but many school districts have started summer free meal programs. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
The pandemic year saw a surge of students eating free school meals. All children up to 18 years are eligible for free lunches this summer. About one-third of Denver public schools will offer free lunches, typically schools in higher poverty neighborhoods. Adults are also able to purchase the meals. An estimated 150,000 children suffer from hunger in Colorado. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Baristas at another Starbucks shop in Colorado Springs have voted to unionize. That's now six Starbucks stores in the state to make the move. This is CPR News at 6:06.